This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Let's preview San Francisco with Dallas Cowboys color analyst Babe Laufenberg on the D&M Leasing Hotline, and he had a tweet that said, "Have done a lot of studying and game film review, and I think I have fixed the Cowboys' run game, run D, wide receiver routes, the owner's radio show, and, well, the list is exhaustive." Let's dive into it with Babe Laufenberg right now on The Fan. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, and as you know, I should say that photo was taken when I was fly fishing on a river in Colorado.
So, well, holy crap, is this beautiful!
Yeah, how much I have really fixed, I'm not quite sure.
Oh, you're like McCarthy saying you watch every piece of game tape.
Yeah, exactly. No, you know what's funny though? McCarthy yesterday talked about in his presser the game that they look at. The game to look at is a game from last year, and on my little 3-day sojourn to Colorado, I did look at last year's tape of the game. I told him, "Hey, I'm one step ahead of you."
How much does that actually help with the injury list on both sides?
No, you're exactly right. I mean, it's totally different. But here's kind of the bottom line: Shanahan's offense is going to be Shanahan's offense, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's going to be tweaks, and obviously, they're missing people at the wide receiver position, and so they're not going to be targeting certain things in their offense, but the offense remains the same. It's not like you say, "Well, we may not have Debo, and we lost Brandon Ayuk, so now we're going to run Baltimore's offense, and we're going to run read option or whatever the heck it is." So a lot of it remains the same. Defensively is interesting. You know, they've got their fourth coordinator in 5 years.
Yeah.
And so Nick Sorensen's the first time, you know, coordinator. For not just for them, I mean, in the league. So, you know, you only have the first six games to go on. They've been beat up a little bit at their defensive tackle position. But, again, I do think the principles of who you're playing remain the same, no matter which players are going to be out there.
Your buddy is Troy Aikman. We all know what he said about CeeDee Lamb and the wide receiver routes. Do you agree?
What did he say? I was in Colorado.
He said, "Yeah, they're kind of lazy coming off the line," and so on and so forth. Did you see the same thing? Are you seeing the same?
Well, let me just say I have a lot of respect for Troy. I know how hard he works. I know how much he puts into it. I know how much he looks at everything in the league and tape, and he's a very smart guy. He's won 3 Super Bowls as a quarterback.
Yeah.
So I think his comments carry weight. He doesn't just flippantly throw something out there.
Yeah.
I do know that. Are they a good route running team? No. And I've said that. I've said that on our pregame show. And, you know, it's not a great route running team. They don't have great route runners. The best route runner is Brandon Cooks. And he got 9 balls thrown to him, or 9 catches in the first 4 games. But that doesn't mean you can't be effective. And route runners, too, they tend to be quicker guys. Mm-hmm. If I were, and I do, I coach some receivers a little bit, just help out. And I would say, look, go watch Cooper Kupp. If you want to learn to run pass patterns, go watch Cooper Kupp tape. Because to me, he's the best. The way he comes off the – you talk about lazy coming off the ball. You guys have seen him. I mean, he's 100 miles an hour on his first step.
Yeah.
And it's not because he runs 4.4.
Yep.
Matter of fact, he ran 4.62 at the combine. But to me, that's the guy you're looking at. But here's one, Sean. You're old enough to remember Art Monk. I mean, watch him play.
Number 81, the posse.
Yeah.
The compiler. Hall of Famer. Oh, yes, the Marv Levy of the Hall of Fame.
Oh, God.
Somebody else doesn't belong in.
But, you know, set the single season record. I think when he retired, he had the most receptions of any receiver, I think. But anyway, Hall of Famer. And, you know, I was up there with Art. Matter of fact, we share a birthday, even though he's a little older.
Wow.
You wouldn't call him a great route runner, but he was a great receiver. But Art was a big guy. He was 6'2", 6'3". He was a running back in college. And he was a physical receiver, you know, especially for that time. But Art wasn't a great route runner, but, man, he was a great receiver. And so there are ways to get it done, I guess what I'm saying, without being that guy that gets in and out of his breaks.
Jerry Jones came. Go ahead.
Very quickly, too. I don't mean to. But you haven't seen any separation, right? I mean, it's funny because people are talking about Dak and, oh, he's not having a good year and he's this and he's that. Name me the guys that he's missed, right? Name me the open receiver where you say, wow, Dak missed that guy. I mean, there have been a couple, but every ball is contested. And that's just a hard way to make a living.
Babe Laufenberg here with us every Thursday at 8:40. Jerry Jones also said on Tuesday, our plays, our concepts, we're not calling all the right ones. Many people took that as a shot at Mike McCarthy. This was McCarthy's response yesterday.
Don't really have one. You know, I talk to Jerry all the time. You know, we've had time to go through the self-scout. So I can't really, I didn't see the comments specifically. So, but I don't think we have bad concepts in that place. But I'll go back and check.
What did you make of that?
What I really loved was McCarthy ended it, and I was out there yesterday when he said, but I'll go back and check.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, sure you will, Mike.
Yeah.
Let me go see. You know, hey, it's different here, right? I mean, I don't think the owner in Green Bay ever commented on his offensive schemes, did he?
Well, they don't have
an owner. They don't have an owner.
Oh, they don't have an owner. Okay, so he didn't have to deal. Okay, well, you guys can talk to the owner on, what, Friday?
KNC will, yeah.
Tuesday.
Tomorrow. Okay, yeah, they can clear all that up. I'll let him speak for himself.
But conceptually, you don't think it's a big issue, like Mike's offense?
Well, are there things I would change? Yes. Are there things anyone would change? Right? Yes. Are there things the fans would like to change? Yes. It was the number one offense in the NFL last year. So they scored more points than anybody. I don't know if you go from being number one to being, boy, we gotta revamp everything. But you constantly, and Coach McCarthy talks about this, you're constantly tweaking and self-scouting and seeing, hey, are we getting stale? Are we doing the same things out of the same formations? So, that, you know, that's all going on over there. And I always say, you know, they've got, hey, Brian Schottenheimer has been a coordinator in the NFL and play caller for a number of years. Scott Tolzien was an NFL quarterback himself. He's coaching the quarterbacks. So they got a lot of people over there looking at how to try to fix this thing. The one thing I would say, and I said it last year when they were in that six-game run, to me, Dak plays a little robotic at times. I would tell Dak, you go back to your days at Houghton High School in Louisiana and just go play. Go out and play. Go have fun. Be a little freewheeling. Let's go. Because to me, again, I feel like Dak is playing a little robotic. And I said it last year when they were struggling early on. So, again, I'd love to see Dak just go out, throw it around a little bit, have fun. I don't mean throw it indiscriminately and, you know, just throw caution to the wind, but just play a little looser.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim. Located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah. Babe Laufenberg joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. This segment is brought to you by A Number One Air. Babe, you mentioned there, you said there are things you'd want to change about the offense. You know there are things the fans do. We hear maybe the owner has some things. Do you think there's things the players want to change as well?
Oh, sure. I mean, there always is, especially when you're struggling. I always say, hey, back when I played, the players, you know, that you have that Monday meeting after a loss on Sunday, right? And the head coach says, we're all in this together, and we're going to fix this. It's on us. It's on me. It's on blah, blah, blah. And then you break, and the coaches go into the coaches' room, and they bitch about the players. Geez, can you believe? You believe Bobby Belt? That guy, we went over it 1,000 times. My fault, because we didn't go over it 1,001. The guy's going to get us fired. The players go in and say, seriously, 3rd and 6? And we're running 525 F post when they'd already stuffed it 3 times above. So there's always going to be that element when things go bad, of course. And they're not bad. Hey, they're 3-3. I'm not like the perpetual optimist or anything, but they're 3-3.
Yeah.
San Francisco, in 2 of the last 3 years, they've been 3-4 to start the season. In both those years, they went to the NFC Championship game. They were 3-4 in 21, 3-4 in 22. Both years they went to the NFC Championship game. So I hate the notion that 3-3, cash in the season. Hey, and I know Washington 5-2, playing well, all that. Nobody's going to run away with this division, right? I mean, in my mind. And so the notion that you're 3-3, and if you lose this one, you're out of it. It's like Alabama. If they lose another game, they are out of the championship hunt, okay? But you're not out of the hunt, even if you lose to San Francisco. But I don't recommend it.
Babe Laufenberg joins us here at 105 Through the Fan. Where do you stand on Brock Purdy? It seems like it's a big conversation around the league. Are they going to pay him? Are they not? Gavin Dawson at camp said he's 10% better than Brian Hoyer. Where are you on Purdy?
Gavin Dawson said he's 10%. Was Gavin Dawson say he's 10% better? Or Purdy's 10% better?
Purdy is 10%. 10%
better. Oh, okay. No. Big fan. And you can say all you want about the players around him. And yes, he does have great players around him. Joe Montana had maybe the greatest wide receiver in the history of the NFL. Troy Aikman had some pretty good players around him. As a quarterback, obviously, you need that. But I've got the numbers. I wish I had them for you right now. But Shanahan without Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
He was like,
yeah, Nick Mullins.
10-30. Mm. And I'm Mullins, Beathard, the list goes on and on. Without Garoppolo. Garoppolo got there and they started winning. And so the notion that Shanahan's offense plug anybody in, no. And I've got, you know, you've got the numbers to prove it. Again, he was like 10-30. And then Purdy gets there and all of a sudden everything picks up. He's a really good quarterback. And here's always the bottom line for me. Brock Purdy were a first-round draft pick, fifth pick in the draft, we wouldn't even think about this, right?
Mm-hmm.
But because he was a seventh rounder, everybody is looking for holes. I mean, he's been fantastic. Now, he's not a Josh Allen. He's not a guy that's going to run around, beat you, throw the ball 100 miles an hour. But man, he's, you know, I'm a big fan. Now, this is not a shot at Dak, okay? So, but if you told me Brock Purdy's my quarterback, and I was a GM, I was an owner, I was a head coach, I was an offensive coordinator, and you said, hey, Brock Purdy's going to be your quarterback, I said, I'll take that. We can win with that.
Would you like to squeeze in trivia quickly to finish out this week?
Okay, sure. We started Christian McCaffrey, we know he won't play. He'll be back shortly, but he led the NFL in scrimmage yards last year, right, receiving, rushing. And he did it for the second team. Did it in Carolina in 2019, did it for San Francisco. Only two other players in NFL history have led the league in scrimmage yards, for two different teams.
Well, that's
two different teams.
That's a good one.
That's a very good one.
I told Bobby he's got to sit out and let you guys answer first.
Why, you know it already?
No, I just have a guess, but he wants you guys to answer first.
Well, because Bobby gets them. Bobby gets them.
Clinton Portis, one of them?
Ooh.
No, good guess. Good guess.
Guess, Bob.
Ricky Waters and Marshall Faulk.
You got one and not the other. Marshall Faulk.
Curtis Martin.
Let's see if Peyton knows.
So this guy also played for the Rams. Eric Dickerson is the other one. Eric Dickerson and Marshall Faulk.
Yes. Yes.
Hey, that's a good one.
Both Rams and Colts.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
Really good one.
Dickerson played for the L.A. Rams. Marshall Faulk played for the St. Louis Rams.
Yes. Hey, great stuff, brother. Have a fantastic trip. Babe Loffenberg. Cowboys color analyst on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Robert Saleh is back coaching. The number one quarterback you want to have a beer with, and an update on if Eli is still alive for the Hall of Fame. Final hour, Thursday edition of Sean and RJ, next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.